Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Second quarter 2014 net income at $149 million, up about $10 million over 2013, representing a 6.7% increase. Those were very positive second quarter numbers for Farm Credit Mid-America, which serves Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, and Indiana. President and CEO Bill Johnson.
We've had another good, at least first half of 2014, which is reflective of the type of year that our customers are having. And again, this year, we saw many loans paying back ahead of schedule during especially the first quarter of this year, which reflected the strong earnings within Kentucky agriculture in last year and then, of course, leading into the first part of this year.
Johnson offered some perspective on the economic scene for agriculture through the rest of the year.
Agriculture does go through cycles, and while things look good from a livestock perspective going forward, we do think we'll see some moderation in crop prices. Obviously, already started this year, and the crops across the Midwest look really strong as far as corn and soybeans, which will in turn probably impact the price a little bit back to more normal levels as compared to what we've seen the last 2 to 3 years.
In a minute, a discussion of some major decisions for farmers regarding programs of the new Farm Bill. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back with Farm Credit Mid-America President and CEO Bill Johnson, who says this fall, farmers have some major decision-making to do relative to a significantly different program approach of the new Farm Bill that began with a 5-meeting series on the process presented last week.
One of the things that we did is sit down with the University of Kentucky, sit down with Farm Bureau, and really think about presenting a meeting to not just our collective customers and constituents, but any farmers across the state in 5 different sessions. And those sessions really focused on providing background as to how the Farm Bill came about this time, what issues and concerns were discussed by Congress, but then more specifically moving into some of the decision-making processes around crop insurance. And farmers will have a couple of decisions to make on that, and those decisions, which is different than in the past, will last for a 5-year period.
Important decisions ahead. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.